Your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now. But something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Your brain is not your friend. There's no easy way to say this, so I'm just going to have to let you have it right between the eyes. I wish I didn't have to be so blunt because I know it's going to hurt or at least shock you a little bit. And you're going to feel let down, disappointed, maybe even a little betrayed. And I don't blame you. You won't believe me, at least at first. I mean, what I'm about to tell you goes against everything you've ever thought about your brain and how it works. And after you know what I know, you're going to have to do a little bit of an attitude adjustment about the whole thing so that you don't walk around being all pessimistic and butthurt and all. But you just need to know the truth. And if you're anything like me, this truth will totally set you free. Now, I'm going to bet that, like most people, you've been thinking that your brain works for you. Like you're the boss and your brain is an employee or a minion or whatever analogy you prefer. And it's also kind of like your best friend and a therapist and maybe your mom, too, all wrapped into one. No, that's not the deal. Not even close. The truth of the matter is this. That 3 pounds of watery tofu you've got upstairs, the one with all the squiggly lines in it, it's not a worker bee. It's not your servant. Far from it. Your brain is actually the one in charge, and you are doing its bidding, not the other way around. No shit. I'm going to prove it to you, so stay with me. By the way, another thing, since I am giving you this backstage pass on how the brain game really works, it's that your brain actually doesn't give two shits about your happiness and whether or not you're following your bliss or living up to your potential or any of that new age and self-help stuff. In fact, the last thing your brain actually cares about is your personal growth. Your brain has one ambition and one ambition only, and that's to keep your sorry ass alive. That's it. Your brain is not ever going to be employee of the month. In fact, the truth is, it's one lazy mofo. Just about everything you ask your brain to do, it's going to say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and then go right back to doing nothing but keeping you alive. Everything else you ask of it gets filed under not my job and tossed in the delete file. Yep, that's the real deal, my friend, and you heard it straight from me. Now let me break it down for you so that you can realize that I'm not just blowing smoke up your skirt, and it's not quite so simple that you assume it can't be true. You're going to feel like a little bit of a dumbass for ever thinking otherwise by the time I'm done with you, but before you start beating yourself up for being so dumb and stupid to actually fall for the silly ass notion that your brain loves you, your brain only wants what's best for you, and your brain has your back, just stop right there. We all thought the same thing, including me, right up until the time someone else explained to me, just the way I'm explaining to you, only not as funny and probably without swear words. But that's all me. Anyway, I find that humor, sarcasm, and a few colorful words helps the medicine go down. You're welcome. Hey, listen, think about it this way. You're born with a brain that has to fit into your little bitty baby head, which can only be so big or your mama would die trying to give birth to you. The human brain is limited by the size of the adult female pelvis. Period. Biology is destiny. So anyway, you're born with this brain, and it does grow a little bit while you're growing, but by the time you're a teenager, both your head and the brain inside it pretty much stop getting larger. You know this is true, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't even be able to fit through the damn door by the time you're a full-on adult. Anyway, not to mention you probably couldn't put a t-shirt on either. I digress. Listen, a lot of people compare the way the human brain works to a computer, and I get it. It makes sense. After all, your brain identifies, labels, categorizes, stores, and recalls information, just like a computer. But unlike a computer, your brain never gets an update, an upgrade. You can't buy extra storage. Your brain is actually both the hardware and the software, and you never get to ramp up any of it. No extra RAM, no external hard drive for you. You're pretty well stuck with what you were born with for life. So if you do manage to stick around for the average life expectancy of a modern human, roughly 80 years and change, you're actually managing to do so with some seriously out-of-date equipment. Not to mention the fact that you've been cramming a lifetime of learning and experiences into that brain over all these years. Obviously, there is some kind of programming magic going on behind the scenes that makes this even possible, right? Well, the human brain turns out to be pretty freaking amazing in many different ways. Most importantly is the way it saves energy, time, and space by actually not caring about your happiness. It cares about your survival, and that's pretty important, plain and simple. What it's been doing all along is keeping you alive by running your bodily functions, and that's actually quite a bit. But this is also the reason why change is so damn hard. The change that gets forced upon us, like an unwanted divorce, getting laid off from a job, or finding out you have a catastrophic illness. But even the change you want, the personal growth, the promotion at work, the going back to grad school, that kind of change is just as hard because your brain doesn't want you to change, period. Not even a little. Because even thinking about changing, like, I think I'm going to get up earlier and start going to the gym. Or maybe I'll clean out that overstuffed closet or garage. Or maybe I'm going to get romantic with my spouse again since it's been a while. Even thinking about those changes means your brain has to work harder. It has to put out extra effort, which means it can't keep running the default scripts and autopilot settings called neural pathways. It has to actually start from scratch and generate the energy to do the work, not just go through the motions. Remember what I said about being a lazy mofo? When you are changing, your brain just can't call it in as usual. So your brain just can't stick with that program. It's going to do everything it can to keep you where you are and where you've always been because life is easier, at least for the brain. And like I said, your brain doesn't care about your happiness, your personal growth, your satisfaction, realizing your full potential, or any of that. It cares about sticking to the script, running on autopilot, and not burning any extra calories that might risk blowing a circuit. After all, even though it's only 3 pounds of your total body weight, your brain actually consumes 25% of the calories that your entire being needs to run day to day. So, maintaining the status quo and not up-leveling your life or becoming the next version of yourself, I guarantee you that your brain wants none of that. So, because your brain will always take the path of least resistance, not the high road, your brain will always tell you to take the cookie, not the celery sticks, because the cookie delivers a quick hit of dopamine, the reward chemical, and serotonin, the feel-good chemical, and glucose, the quick energy boost, while the celery offers a much weaker dose of all of them. Now, your happiness might depend on being able to lose 20 pounds so that you can look amazing at your 20th high school reunion in 3 months, but your brain just wants to get some cheap and easy chemicals into you right now. Your high and mighty goals are going to have to take a backseat to immediate gratification. Now listen, I know this has been a real bummer hearing all of this, and I don't want to leave you with the impression that it could never change. Just because you keep reading all those self-help books and dragging yourself and all your issues to this therapist or that coach or this healer or dropping a lot of coin on some Tony Robbins firewalking nonsense, your wiggly little brain is going to keep on doing its thing, the same thing it's been doing ever since you were born. But all is not lost. You can still change. It just means you're going to have to work for it and not expect your brain to help. More on that in a future episode.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman Podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.
Feel-good chemical, and glucose, the quick energy boost, while the celery offers a much weaker dose of all of them. Now, your happiness might depend on being able to lose 20 pounds so that you can look amazing at your 20th high school reunion in 3 months, but your brain just wants to get some cheap and easy chemicals into you right now. Your high and mighty goals are going to have to take a backseat to immediate gratification. Now listen, I know this has been a real bummer hearing all of this, and I don't want to leave you with the impression that it could never change. Just because you keep reading all those self-help books and dragging yourself and all your issues to this therapist or that coach or this healer or dropping a lot of coin on some Tony Robbins firewalking nonsense, your wiggly little brain is going to keep on doing its thing, the same thing it's been doing ever since you were born. But all is not lost. You can still change. It just means you're going to have to work for it and not expect your brain to help. More on that in a future episode.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.